sitting still as commanded, eyes cast down, hands clasped behind my back. I am not bound by cuffs or leather. I am bound by your words. Slowly, you circle my naked body as I kneel on the floor. I can hear the crop hitting your palm as you walk. You will not make a sound, you instruct me. The crop slaps under my chin as you push my head up. Our eyes meet, and you repeat your order. You will not make a sound. I nod and drop my gaze back to the worn carpet. You pace to the wall and retrieve something. I swallow hard, nervous at what you have planned. Stand up, you say, and I obey immediately. Your hands reach for me and find my breast. I sneak a peek at your expression as you fondle and pinch my nipples. Your eyes are darker than usual. They betray your mood. I shake a little at what that means for me. You reach into your pocket and take out two nipple clamps. Dipping your head to my breast, you take first one, then the other nipple in your mouth. They are hard, erect after your touch. You clamp each of them, and I shudder in pleasure. Spread your legs, hand by your sides. Your next order comes out in a bark. I comply, and you begin to walk around me once again. I hear the crop once again, and I shiver. You're behind me when I feel the first hit. I jump slightly as the leather connects with my ass. Once, twice, and a third time. You slide the crop between my legs from behind. I feel it glide through my wetness. You come to stand in front of me. I stare down at the floor and your feet, wondering what your next move will be. You move the crop up my thighs, towards my dripping cunt, rubbing gently back and forth. My eyes close and I am lost in the pleasure you choose to give me. Then, without warning, a sharp smack directly to my clit. My eyes fly open, and in a moment of weakness, I cry out. Immediately I realize my mistake. You walk away from me and place the crop on a nearby table. I wait. Back on your knees, you say. You remove your shirt and walk back to me. Did you not understand my instructions, you ask? With one hand, you grab my chin, lifting my face. You are standing so close, your crotch is right in my face. Well, I guess we'll have to find another way to keep you quiet, won't we? You say. Your free hand pulls down your zipper and frees your hard cock. I quickly lip my lips, knowing what is coming. You move your hand from my chin to the back of my head, gripping my hair tight in your fist. You push your cock into my mouth. I greedily take it, my tongue lapping and swirling, coating you with my saliva. You look down at me and simply say, "Ready?" Without waiting for a reply, you begin to fuck my mouth, hard and steady, ramming into my throat as you thrust. My eyes begin to water. You keep up the pace, your cock sliding in and out of my mouth with ease. Every now and then, you hold your cock deep in my throat, making me gag. I love this. I love being used. I look up at you and see the look of pleasure on your face. Your eyes scrunch a little, and I know you're close. I will taste you soon. With both hands on my head, you hold me tight. And with your cock in the back of my throat, you release. The warmth floods my mouth. I drink it all down. With a groan, you step back, smile down at me, and turn away. You pick up the crop once more and say, "Now, let's try this again."